and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Haru playing Teluga.
And Ryan playing everyone else. What a barn burner.
King Teluga.
We haven't had like a full like hour and a half combat session.
God King Teluga.
That
God
was King. Sick. Great fight, guys. How's everyone doing on health? You all kind of like took random big hits.
Eight?
Yeah.
35.
55.
For you, that's low.
That's low.
Yeah. Reggie had like six. He got so fucked up so fast.
Yeah, but now we got the Beatles.
Yeah, you guys did so good in that fight. So smart that you guys found all your individual ways to sort of avoid having to deal with like the web problems. The lair actions were like such a pain in the ass. Dude. I stole those from Dimension 20. They're so good.
How did I not make a single screen save?
I know. That was so crazy to me. And also, like, I also kind of forgot. You were raging like halfway through, so you should have made a couple of those with advantage.
Yeah.
But I forgot about that.
Oh, strength
I forgot
save.
You get advantage on strength saves.
Yeah.
That's so did I.
That's my bad.
Hey, it's a me too.
Hey, Hart, you want to show off that new item? What does it do?
I get something called the Eyes of the Many. I can see and hear any particular spider I choose. It is on the same plane of existence as me. Target must make a wisdom save.
That sounds maddening.
Which is modified by how well I know the spider and the sort of physical connection I have to it. If a target knows you're casting the spell, it can fail the saving throw voluntarily if it wants to be observed. And then I get a knowledge save modifier.
Yeah, so if they're trying to resist the spell, the saving throw modifier is affected by how well you know the spider.
All right, so if it's familiar...
It's basically the scrying spell specifically for spiders.
Okay.
But if you scroll down also, I gave you all the bug spells I could find, basically.
So on a successful fail... Oh, I can just... That's just telling me I can look through them. Failed save, visible sensitive, whatever.
It's just scrying for spiders.
I learn infestation, snare, web, gaseous form, and giant insect.
Yeah.
You are a disgusting creature now.
Yeah, I know. You're like a character out of like a children's horror book. And then a fish that was a crab that was a spider was a bug. Just like all the like literally little skittery things in this world you are pretty much. Yeah. That was nuts. I'm really happy you got the final kill too. I gave her like a good chunk of hit points, but holy shit, you guys burned through them pretty quick once you guys like locked in.
Wall of Thorns fucks you on the regular.
That spells so good. I know my like drought elite guards like got so punked like so quick.
Well, the guy getting pushed through the thorns.
Oh my god, that was such a good fucking play, Rich.
I knew it was gonna hurt a lot, and I was like, I gotta do it.
Yeah.
Shredsville City.
Yeah. Because how much HP does Jerry have? You said eight?
He's got eight left. Yeah. Now that Lola is dead, I want to end the combat there because I feel like at this point you guys can sort of... I think Jerry might...
Jerry's going to die.
Yeah, Jerry might die. And the two beetles...
They're coming with us.
Yeah. I think you might have a better chance of befriending them now. That you have
Well, you're their master now.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just trying to find the spells.
If you go in your spells, it should... Oh, make sure you attune to it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
Yep.
I'm out of slots.
I know. You guys have a lot of magic items this far in the campaign. You guys are getting picky.
Because I have to... I have the claw tattoo, the staff, and the musket.
Mm-hmm.
I can't not attune to the musket till it's attached to me.
Yeah, because it's cursed. So I guess you could like kind of...
I mean, you could... Just have rid of someone of do remove curse, which will allow you to break
the attunement.
The attunement to the musket for the time being. Like, obviously, you keep it, but it all depends on what you want to use.
Because I can't get rid of the tattoos. They're tattooed on me.
Well, the tattoo, you can actually, the way magic tattoos work in D&D, you can remove them. You like take a magic needle, press it to your skin, and the ink goes back into the needle.
Yeah, I feel like that goes against my whole culture.
I know. It's pretty anti your vibe. Also, the tattoo is what adds a +1 to all your fist attacks.
Yes.
So that's pretty tight.
Also, the musket, if you take the curse off, you take the attunement off, then you can have it worked on with the flamethrower where it's not attached to you.
Yeah. And I would remove the attunement requirement probably if you got to remove curse taken on it.
So if I remove the curse on the musket, it just detaches from him?
Yeah.
And then you get a flamethrower thorn whipping musket.
But is he still going to be the same?
I mean, he'll maybe like lack his like edge a little. He won't be as like you know, menacing.
Thirsty for the
like a friendly of... tentacle.
All right,
a frenicle,
a frenicle.
I guess I'll remove that curse.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got to find a cleric to do it, but you know,
we know plenty.
We'll just go to the fire temple.
Yeah, you go to fire temple.
I got to pick up the hat, anyways.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know. I was thinking. I was like, oh, so he can like put the plope hat over the crown. So people won't know you have like a scary crown on.
So no one knows I'm the king of spiders. So the god king of insects and arachnids.
I like the idea of like when spiders come up, you just take the other hat off and just reveal the crown underneath.
Boop, boop.
Yeah. Yeah. I that was like a nice long fight.
Yeah.
You guys did pretty good. That was a fun little boss fight.
Fucking swarms.
I know.
I'm so worried about Reggie.
I was going to give her legendary actions, but she was like pretty strong. And I used the Drow Arachnomancer stat block for most of her attacks. That poison touch did so much damage. It was like 40 every time it hit.
Yeah. Thank God I'm resistant.
Yeah.
It was actually really, really smart to put the wall up because it did slow down her shit for like a couple of rounds.
Yeah, because she didn't move.
Yeah, she was like, I'm just going to stay here. Let them come to me. And she had like a lot of ranged spells she could do kind of. So it wasn't like too big of a problem really. Yeah, I like cast insect swarm and then I got hit and dropped it like immediately. I don't think I even called it out, but I was like, ah, fuck. Like it didn't last very long, but that's fine. You guys did great. I was like so pumped to have Phaedra come out of invisibility and counterspeller. I was like, I love when people do that in D&D. I love a wizard being like, fuck you. I was like popping out. Yeah, the diviner stat block is fun. It like it gave her all of the fire spells for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know why. But yeah, great job, everybody. Guys kicked ass.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
You guys do like such a good job in fights when you're like time to get tactical. Everyone kind of like really locks in.
I completely forgot that I had flaming sphere, but it's also concentration.
Yeah. I was so happy.
It's Reggie, no wall of thorns.
If Reggie had dropped the haste, I would have felt like such an asshole. If he
would have been
it,
fucked, he would have
been so
it.
Fucked.
I'm done for like a whole minute.
Yeah.
You would have been, if you went down because of haste, I would have just flew over. I have a superior potion. I just would
have. Got you back. Yeah.
I'm reading Giant Insect. It's hilarious.
I love that spell. You can summon huge bugs.
I can summon a giant centipede spider or wasp. Creature is an ally to me and my ally.
Define giant. Like pretty giant big. Size?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we can get a centipede and drive around
uses
on
the
it.
Giant insect stat block.
Mm-hmm.
Has AC 11 plus spell level and it's fourth level, so 15 AC.
It's not bad.
30 plus 10 for each level above 4, so I think it's just 30.
Yep.
It's got 40 feet movement, 40 feet climbing. If it's a wasp, it has 40 feet flying. It has 13 strength. 17 strength, 13 dex, 15 con, 14 wisdom, 3 charisma, 4 int. And it's got dark vision for 60 feet. It understands all languages I know. It has spider climb. It's got a multi-attack, a poison jab, and a web bolt for spiders.
Damn.
Yeah, and if it's like a centipede, it gets venomous spew.
It's kind of like a little Pokemon attack. It's not, yeah. Honestly, I wanted to give you bug trainer stats because I know you love bug Pokemon. So I was like, yeah, giant insect is a rad spell. I think it's mostly on the druid spell list. I might be on the wizard one too, but I've only ever seen it on druid.
And I'm not attuned to the slippers of spider climbing, so they don't work.
Oh, I might take the attunement off of those. That's like a lame thing to have an attunement for.
I have so many things to attune to.
You got a lot of magic items. But I guess with the attunement, it's kind of just like picking what you think you might need for the day. That's the way to kind of do it, I think, really.
But I need the tattoo.
I know. Tattoos are sick. The staff is so sick.
I mean, the staff has been so clutch.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough when I get another item I need attunement to, because the only one that I can really get rid of is the shield, so my AC would go down.
Mm-hmm.
You need that belt.
I need the belt, one, because it gives me +2 in con, so it helps my... my HP and everything like that, and it gives me the poison resistance, so I'm not getting rid of that. I'm not unattuning to Executioner's hand, Judge's Sentence, because I want the advantage on initiative.
Yeah.
So the only thing I can get rid of is the shield. The animated shield,
mm-hmm.
which
That's like, we're at that level in D&D where it's like, okay, you only get three slots. So it starts getting really like,
God, why didn't I pick Artificer?
Am I the king of the drow now?
I think you have straight. I think it's going to be a situation where
You marry fucking Phaedra, you will be.
You and could. Bounticles has stated he's Paul.
You could do a political marriage of some kind if you would like.
I don't know, man.
I don't know how Ivy's going to feel about that.
I don't fucking know anything what's going on with Ivy.
Hey, look. I'll take one. She's for the team. Rebuilding our home. I'll be king of the underworld.
I don't know if I agree with that.
She's
going
to fall on that sword. And she's going to fall on his. Oh, hey. Hey-o.
So funny. Yeah, I was telling Devin, like, what's going on? She's like, none of these things make sense to me. What are you talking about?
I spent 30 minutes fucking Rich.
Yeah, well, I was like, I'm like, yeah, so Rich has, like, a cool girlfriend now? And she's like, oh, like, in real life? I was like, no. And I'm like, he might be working on that in real life. I don't actually know that. But in the game, though, I'm like, I gave him, like, a cool girlfriend. And, like, they started making out once they met. She's like, why would they make out right away? And I was like, I don't know. Rich is hot in the game. In real life, leave him alone, shut up. And then she's like, so she met him and then they started making out right away, and I'm like, she had a make out attack, thank you very much. Like, justify all the things I did. She's like, so wait, so then after the attack she kept making out with him. I'm like, everyone else there that was a boy was her brother. And I was just like, it was so stupid. Like, I was like, I gotta stop talking to this. I sound insane. It's D&D is a thing you cannot explain it to people that don't play it without sounding crazy.
Fair.
It's like, the things that happen in this game are so specific to the people at the table, and they're the most fun things to everyone playing them, but to anyone else they just make no fucking sense and they sound kind of stupid.
Yep.
But yeah, it's been,
you had to be there.
It had to be there. It all felt natural in the moment. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
Nice day though. We got some good sessions in today. A nice threepeat.
Yep.
It was also a long one.
It was a long one. I am very sweaty, very warm.
Yeah.
We had to shut the AC off in the apartment so the sound didn't pick up. Your boy stank. I'm damp right now.
Mad damp.
Wet. It was really fun doing just a fuck ton of swarms. I feel like that's like swarm stab locks rule, because they are like pretty easy to kill, but when they hit when they're above like normal hit points, they do pretty good damage.
Yeah, yeah. I hate it.
Yeah.
Fuck your swarms.
You've killed me with, well, not killed me, but you've hit me with so many swarms, I hate them.
I just, they're a good time.
I mean, they're good as a
use
DM.
Use swarms, DMs.
Yeah.
Fuck swarms. Though, we did get Cobbler from a swarm.
That's true.
Yeah, we did.
The Cobble Swarm, yeah.
And one of Hart's best characters used to use a swarm of his own.
Oh. Are we talking about
Ammo?
Ammo. Oh, yeah, when Haru played a dying Ammo. Old man.
Oh, yeah. Literally suicidal.
Who would teleport behind someone, use bugs to push them.
I was a summer Eldrin.
Yep. With mosquitoes.
So I had that swarm teleport. Keeper, I was Swarm Keeper Ranger Fighter.
Yeah. Yep.
And I took some type of mastery with great weapons. So I had a great sword that I would use.
So
I was a Ranger Fighter that used a great sword with a once a day Misty Step.
Mm-hmm.
He could teleport.
With a bug swarm that would push people up to 10 feet. If I had that.
And you dumped AC, right?
And I dumped AC. Yeah. I dumped Khan. Yeah.
That's what it was. You dumped Khan.
I was like 30 HP fighter.
Yeah. He could teleport, but he still cannonballed into a hole in a ceiling and broke both of his legs on impact.
Tom said it was 30 feet. Or no, 40 feet. So I'm like, all right, I just teleport 30 feet down. And it's like, you land and shatter your legs from falling 10 feet. And I'm like, all right.
Like, yeah. That makes sense. Like, if I were dropped 10 feet, I think my legs would shatter.
At that age? Yeah, it definitely is.
I'm 35 years old. These are going.
I made this character to die, specifically. Yeah. And the way he did die.
Very long time.
Straight up, playing an old character is the most fun in this game.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I played a grandma multiple times.
Who died because of
campaign.
Mark.
Yeah. Same campaign, yeah. For a while, me and Hart were just both, like, elderly.
Trying to out-old each other.
Yeah. I thought I was going to be the oldest one, and then you rolled in like a bag of bones, and I was like, fuck, all right, I guess I'm a spry grandma now.
Yeah.
But yeah, we both died in that one.
Oh, yeah. I died because your group wanted to short rest while we were invading the pirate ship, Rich and I.
Yeah. All right. Hey, this is not
the two tanks.
Remember,
the two tanks. I was the tank.
This is not the situation where it is for our online campaign from several months ago. What else happened in this episode? Yeah, you guys really just beat the shit out of me.
I got a cool hat.
You got a cool hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. First legendary item of the game.
Very cool.
Thought it was time. And this is also now your second demon lord that you guys have killed.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. We got to go back down there and loot her corpse.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the main loot was the crown, but
maybe I want a trophy.
Hey, do you want some bits?
I'm not gonna. You know what?
Can I go in there?
Check her chair for hidden compartments. Maybe she's got something in there.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I'll do that.
My Snickers drawer.
She's got candy in this one.
Butterfinger BBs.
She's got the BBs with the good chocolate.
Butterfinger BBs with the good chocolate.
I like that we've made Butterfinger BBs like the like D&D equivalent of like platinum. They're worth more than anything else. They're so rare.
Yeah, if you're Fletty the Yeti. Yeah.
What's the thing that's more than platinum in the
Ethereum? Electrum? Ethereum's real. Electrium is the...
They're more than that.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they're instead of a gold standard, it's the BB standard.
Yeah.
But now that, yeah, I think now, like, yeah, that the gnomes probably technically have like the monopoly on them.
Yeah, well, Fletty.
Yeah, so Fletty might like ruin the entire market. Who knows?
He's gonna eat the entire market.
Yeah. And then he's gonna go through withdrawal and have the gnomes try to recreate it.
I'm dying to have like an organic way for me to include those Christmas characters into the main campaign.
There's no way you're gonna be able to incorporate Ice Flonk, man.
I don't know.
Oh, there's a random cube in the desert and Ice Flonk's suddenly there.
Yeah, you guys are fighting Krizik in the final battle and a tungsten cube falls out of nowhere
Domes Krizik in the side of the head.
He wins.
Fall out of a sled.
Because of him, we win the whole thing.
Allergies.
We're the flunkers now.
We're the main characters now. Welcome to the Ice Flonk Network.
Get flonked, bitch.
Keep it flonky.
So stupid. Well, gentlemen, that was a fucking barn burner of a day. Great recording today, everybody.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you all for indulging me on a little traipse back down to the Underdark. I just love the Underdark. I want to keep going. It's fun.
We got to go check on Myra, though.
Yeah.
You guys have a lot to do in Bad Cali still.
Yeah, we got no poison to poison Monza. Now we just got to straight kill him.
Mm-hmm. Don't we, though?
What?
We have her corpse. She's loaded with high-powered poison. We just gotta juice her sacks.
It's not like it's a snake. We can't just hold her fangs over a jar.
We can get the poison sack.
You can probably look out over the spider network and figure out who has some good poison.
Hey guys, this is your new king here. Just want to say, you guys are doing great. You can chill out now. No need to be as violent as before. We're kind of harmonious. Live with people and all that.
I'm trying to figure out how many spiders in the world. Just like have
there's a
billions.
Lot.
Yeah.
You gave me access to a lot.
Like there's probably trillions of spiders.
Yeah. So on Earth, there's 52,000 known species alone.
That doesn't give you a count.
No.
No, but that's at least 52,000.
How many spiders are born at a time? A couple hundred?
Estimates suggest there are trillions of spiders in the world.
Nailed it.
Just going to go ahead and say spiders, we're kind of anti-Krizik, but we are reactionary. If they're just down here to go through, just let them go.
Love the idea of Toluca.
But if they cause problems, just, kill them.
Toluca's on like a Zoom meeting with a trillion spiders.
You guys, any questions? Feel free to speak up.
Everyone busses in at the same time.
All right, one at a time.
We're going to be here for a while.
Excuse me, new King Toluca. How many flies can we be expecting to receive in the next few days?
Really?
What's our fly budget?
Flies? As many as you want, really. I'm not going to... You eat
murmuring,
what you...
Murmuring.
Listen, I'm not going to tell you how many you can and cannot eat of flies unless it destroys an ecosystem, which I don't think, with how spread out everyone is, I don't think will be too much of an issue. Just kind of keep doing you.
All right, so if you guys would like some more spiders Zoom roleplay, make sure you tune in next episode because I'm sure there'll be plenty of it.
I got at least 20 more minutes of this.
All right, that was a real fun time, but it's been a long day and I need a shower. So, Mark, get us the fuck out of here.
Hey, everybody, thanks a lot for listening. And as always, make sure you rate us, review us. 5 stars on iTunes, please, for the love of God.
Just do it!
Hit the bell, like us, follow us, whatever, all that shit. Just do it. We're 71 episodes in. Just do it.
Do it.
If you've made it this far, you clearly like the show. Anywho, all hail God King Toluca. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.